Hello and welcome to the 9-part How Do I video series on Microsoft WebMatrix. You are currently watching part 7 of this series, How Do I Create and Edit Data Page in WebMatrix? In this example, we will demonstrate how to modify the existing data in WebMatrix by creating an Edit Data Page and using a parameter to initialize this page with the desired record. Before we start creating the Edit Data Page, let's have a look at the final result of part 6 of the series. The page shows a form that the user can use to add new movies to the database. Now let's begin with creating a new form to edit the existing list of movies. To do this, create a new CSHTML page and name it as editmovie.cshtml. Then replace the content of this page with some headings specified in the H1 tag. Next, enter a form tag after the H1 tag. Then enter 4 input controls within the form tag. The first 3 input controls are used to enter the values of the movie name, category, and release year, and the last input control is used to save all these values in the database. Next, let's call the EditMovieCSHTML page from the DataMovies.cshtml page. To do this, navigate back to the DataMovies.cshtml page. Here, modify the hyperlink to go to the EditMovie.cshtml page. Also add the code to find the particular record by passing the ID value as a parameter. Next, in the Edit Movie page, let's add the code to modify the existing records. To do this, navigate back to the editmovie.cshtml page. Here, enter the code to find out the value of the parameter ID using the request object. This code will create a local variable named ID and will use the value of the parameter ID to initialize this variable. Next, let's apply the select query to find out the details of the particular movie. Now let's call the database.open method to open the database and call the db.querySingle method to get a single record from the database. Next, initialize the values of the variables with the corresponding form fields. Then pass the values of the variables in the request object. Next, use the SQL update command to update the database. After this, let's call the db.execute method to execute the update command, and then finally call the response.redirect method to redirect the page back to the movies list screen. Now run the datamovies.cshtml page in the web browser to see the result. It shows the movies list with all the details. Here, select any one of the movies to modify its details. The Edit Movie form opens up. Here, let's edit the value of the release year for the selected movie. Then click the Edit Movie button. As a result, the database will be updated and the page will be redirected to the Movies List screen where you can see the updated list of movies. This sample application shows how you can modify the existing data by creating an Edit Data page. Also, it shows how to use the Razor code to initialize the form with the correct values from the database and then redirect back to the Movies List to see your updates instantly. Thanks for watching this video, hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time! Thank you.